Oh, I am so happy to be home. That bad. Oh, darling, you have no idea. Today has just been the worst. And I mean that. I really, really mean that. And as a supervillain, you know that my definition of worst, it is pretty out there. But today, the worst. The absolute worst. And would I like a hug? Yes. Oh, your hugs are the best. Hi. I didn't even say hello, did I? I'm sorry. Hello. Am I smiling? I am, aren't I? This is not something I've done today. This is all you. You are just... Why aren't I wearing my new costume? You were looking forward to it.
So was I.
Yeah, it didn't go well. Do you really want to know? I try not to bring work home with me, even though you love it. Why do you love it? Because your girlfriend's supervillain of the year. Is she? Oh, I am, aren't I? Supervillain of the year. Don't really feel like it today. So, my costume. Are you sure? Because there's going to be a lot of venting. And I could go to the volcano. That's what it's there for me to vent. I'm entertaining when I vent. You must really be in love with me or something. Okay, take a seat. No, seriously, take a seat. This... It's going to be... Well, you'll see. So, my new costume. Now, as the Bloody Heart, I'm easy to please. Most supervillains, very picky, super picky. Me, very simple. Black leather, tight. That's it. That's it. You would think, that's easy. But no, it's not. It's really, really not. So, the new tailor. Fantastic references. Let me tell you about what she created for me. First of all, she sat me down and told me about her vision for the Bloody Heart. Oh, I'm not joking. Supervillain of the year, but she had a vision. And that vision was colour. Red. Because my name's Bloody Heart. Lots of red. And leather. Leather apparently is so last year. Which, can I just say, black leather never goes out of fashion, especially when you're a supervillain, but what do I know? I'm only supervillain of the year. And you love my costume. You like how simple, how clean, how tight. Well, you do like that it's tight. No, you do. You do. Do I need to bring up how we met? How you couldn't take your eyes off of my, Moving on. Now, where was I? Yes. No black, no leather. Her vision. I say vision. It's more like a nightmare. Bright red PVC. Yes. No, it gets worse. It gets so much worse. A cape. A natural bloody cape. For the Bloody Heart. I mean, do I fly? No! So why do I need a bloody cape? But that's not the worst of it. It was boot cut. Boot cut. Have you seen my boots? My boots are fantastic. My boots are really expensive. My boots deserve to be shown off. But no. They were to be hidden away. Under red... PVC. This in itself is not enough to amount to a terrible day, but this was the last thing. This was the cherry on the awful day pie. I did not react well. Some might say that I was a little harsh. I was a little harsh. But it was red PVC. Do you know what the problem is with red PVC? It squeaks. And no one takes a supervillain seriously when they squeak. Well, they wouldn't take me seriously. So I had a tiny little word. A tiny supervillain word. Yes, it was a monologue. Yes, I monologued at her. I'm a supervillain, it's what we do when we're upset. And I was upset. But it wasn't all her fault. But red PVC. I mean, really. But now to tell you what really made my day awful. Really awful. Just so unbelievably awful. Today was the day I met my new superhero. Yes, it was today. It was rescheduled, which is fine. I mean, it's not fine. It's really not fine because that does not happen. But now I know why it was rescheduled. My superhero, my new superhero, because my old superhero decided to become a supervillain because I made it look so much fun. It's not my fault. I mean, some would say it's become a bit of a pattern. The last 6 superheroes that have been my nemesis, well, they've all become supervillains. But that's more to do with the... Oh, I hate saying this. The hero cooperative. I mean, what kind of name is that? I mean, the League of Evil is cheesy. But it's fitting, right? But the hero cooperative, what is that? It's awful, that's what it is. But they are a little annoyed with me. And by a little, I mean very, very annoyed. But they can't show it because they're heroes. And wow, they are super passive aggressive. So let me tell you about the meeting. They didn't show up. My superhero, my new superhero, did not show up. They did not show up to their meeting with the supervillain of the year. That. Wait, it gets so much worse. Do you know what they were doing while I was waiting for them? They... This is... Oh, they were destroying my decoy layer. Yes, they were actually destroying it. You're not meant to do that. You're not meant to do that on the first day. And because of that, I thought it would be a safe place to store your Christmas presents. Because it's my decoy lair and it was the first day of us meeting. But no, apparently they decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and destroy their decoy lair. Of course, they didn't know it was my decoy lair. They thought it was my actual lair, which is just so disrespectful. Just so... It's downright insulting. They destroyed all of your Christmas presents, and I mean all of them. It's all gone. Just everything. Do you know how long I... Well, obviously you don't know. But, Just give me a second, because I feel a monologue coming on, but... No, it's fine, it's fine. It's not fine. It's really not fine, because... You know how important respect is. Respect is everything between a superhero and a supervillain. But you know, people make mistakes. I'm sure they had a perfectly reasonable explanation for doing what they did. So I just sat there and waited. And waited. And waited. And waited. You know, punctuality is something that's important to me. And the people from the Hero Cooperative, that is such a stupid name, they were all smiling at me, smiling, smug little smiles, because they knew what was going down. But I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. Because the press were there. The press were there. And it's an important occasion. It's really, really important. And then they walked in. They... Oh, wow. They made an entrance. They just went right through the wall. And then... they wolf-whistled at me. Yeah. Turns out that they didn't just think this was a meet your supervillain occasion. No. They thought it was, I don't know, a blind date. And they were... ooh, they were slimy. They were very inappropriate. And it was at that point that the hero cooperative stopped smiling. You see, it's one thing to have an arsehole superhero destroy my decoy lair with all of your presents, all of them. Not gonna monologue. Stop smiling. It's not funny. Okay, it is kind of funny, but it wasn't funny at the time. So it's one thing for that to happen, but it's another thing for your new superhero to be an arsehole in front of the cameras and the reporters and the mayor of the city. That looks really bad, so bad, but I mean, what do you expect from someone who's only been a superhero for 3 weeks? 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I mean, no wonder they don't know what they're doing. It would also explain the costume. A Pikachu onesie. It was fuzzy. And I mean, I'm not the type to dictate what a superhero wears or, you know, what a supervillain wears. You know, just me. I care about me and my black leather. Sure, I may comment on the bright colours, the highly impractical high heels, but I'm not going to say anything. But when you are an 18 foot tall octopus wearing a Pikachu onesie and you're trying to touch me with your wandering tentacles, I said something and it was not very nice. And then I turned to the hero cooperative and I said something to them. I monologued at them and I did it hard. Well, you'll probably see it on the TV tomorrow. I basically tore them a new one. Because respect is everything. And if you don't have respect, you don't have a nemesis. What you have is an octopus in a Pikachu onesie! They were very apologetic, though. Well, they weren't really. I mean, maybe I don't speak octopus. And I don't think the hero cooperative do either. It was a mess. It was awful. Oh, but then things got a little bit better. The League of Evil did their thing. They got the lawyers in. I'm suing the hero cooperative. What for? For everything that they have. I'm taking them to the cleaners. I mean, do you know how expensive your presents were? That, I mean, needless to say, when I told them, they fainted. Even the octopus. They have to pay me back the money. But they don't have the money. Because the cooperative is broke. Do you know why they're broke? Do you know why? Because they're not the League of Evil. They don't have infrastructure. They don't have HR. They don't have lawyers. They don't have IT support. Do you know what they do have? A stupid name. But it turns out they don't have any other heroes to match with me because everyone else has become a supervillain. Because of me. And that's why they hate me. And that's why they did this whole thing. But it's backfired on them. But without a superhero, I mean, there's not really a lot for me to do. So I've been stood down. Temporarily. But that means I'm going to be home a lot more. I mean, obviously, I have to do my Christmas shopping all over again. And that means I'm going to be going into space. Space? Who mentioned space? I certainly didn't. Which means I'm going into space. What? Space? No? But yeah, that was my awful day. Just... You know what? And you might want to sit back down for this. You might be right. No, I said you might be right. It might be time to move cities. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love this place, but you're right. I am too much supervillain for this town. So, if you want, I could ask the League of Evil to send over a catalogue. We can see what's available. Though, to be fair, being the supervillain of the year, it doesn't work as well as League of Evil. I could pretty much go anywhere. Anywhere you want to go. Well, I want you to be happy. I am not... No, I am not nice. I am not nice. I mean, a little bit nice, but only for you. Oh, come here. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Take out. Oh, you read my mind. You read my mind. You have a superpower. Have you ever thought about becoming a superhero? Oh, come on. Think about it. Fine, I'll stop. For now. But I've got a lot of time on my hands. And I can be very, very convincing. Oh, wait. Got a delivery. Ooh, it's my new costume. I don't want to open it. I don't want to open it. You open it. How bad is it? Ooh! Look at that. That is stunning. Wow. She did a really good job. And so very quickly. The power of the monologue. Should I put it on? Or what about dinner? Wow. That doesn't sound much like a superhero. Maybe you're more the supervillain type. Maybe we should team up. Tell you what, I'll go and get changed, and then I'll start convincing you. Oh, darling, I love you so, so much. And you are either going to be my nemesis or my partner by the time I go back to work. That's what you think.